This is FBG Jen
and FBG Kristen.
And I'm FBG Margo, host and producer. You're listening to the podcast that will help you keep a lid on the junk in the trunk and inspire you to live a happy and confident life.
Each episode, we chat with motivational experts and celebs and share our own candid adventures in being healthy.
If you're looking for a podcast that's equal parts hilarious and enlightening, well, then welcome to the Fit Bottoms Girls podcast.
Welcome back to the Fit Bottom Girls podcast. It's the very last episode of the first season. It's our season finale. And on the line, we have Jen.
Woo!
We have Kristen.
Hey, guys.
This has just been incredible. We are having
party.
We are having so much fun, you guys. It's, like I said, it's the last episode you're going to hear in 2016. 2017, oh my God, the guests we have lined up for this show. I mean, fanning myself, pinching myself. Oh my God. Thank you guys so much for showing it up. And just as, today, I want to let you guys know that as of today that you're listening to this episode, Fit Bottom Girls is launching the 10 in 4 challenge with Dave Smith. And so do one of you want to explain what the 10 in 4 challenge is and how we got Dave on board?
Yeah. Why don't I talk about how we got Dave on board, and Kristen, you can talk about the 10 in 4 challenge.
Sure. Why don't we do that?
Fair. Okay. So Dave came to me, I believe through Sean Veig, who's one of our other Fit Bottom Dude writers and does some workouts and stuff for us. He was a friend of Sean's and emailed and was just like, hey, like I write workouts. I was Canada's best personal trainer a few years ago. I love what you guys are doing. That's totally in line with like what I think fitness and healthy living should be and very body positive. And can I write some stuff for you? And so he came on just writing and doing videos. And
he's smart. Like he's
so
really good
smart.
At it.
He's so smart. And I was on his podcast a couple of times and we just like, I mean, it's like we're related or something. I mean, he has Fit Bottoms just like running through his veins and everything we believe. And so he started writing monthly, still doing monthly stuff. And then we just started doing this program together.
Yeah. And so the 10 and 4 challenge, the name of it comes from the idea sort of losing 10 pounds in 4 weeks, which is a much more hard and fast kind of line than what we're really going for. What we really want to do is give people a way to approach weight loss with self-love, because you can't hate yourself healthy, right?
Right.
And we've had, you guys know this, like we believe that you are so much more than the number on the scale and your weight in no way, shape or form defines you, right? You are awesome as you are, but that doesn't mean that we don't have a lot of readers writing to us, tweeting us, asking us about weight loss tips or, you know, asking for help in incorporating healthy habits that are going to lead to some weight loss. Because, hey, fact of the matter is a lot of us have some extra weight that we're carrying around that we would love to get rid of, but we don't want to do anything like drastic or yucky to do it.
Yeah.
So Dave has been doing this 10 and 4 challenge for a while and has had great success with a lot of women. And, you know, just people keep coming back to him and saying, we love this. We're telling our friends about it. And we thought, well, geez, maybe we ought to work together and come up with kind of an FBGified version of this. And that's what we're doing. You know, not being defined by the number on the scale doesn't mean that you can't, you know, make a goal to get in better shape or improve your health or lose a few pounds. And so we're here to, now we're really, really here to help everybody do that if that's what they want to do. And it's going to be fun. We're going to be involved. There's a Facebook community. So you kind of, you get support from us, but also from all the other people who are doing it. And Jen and I actually went through one of these challenges to kind of see what it was all about. And I mean, Jen, you want to talk to that a little? Cause it
yeah,
was cool.
It was so cool. And I think we all know, you know, we all know the size at which we kind of feel at home in our bodies. Mm-hmm. You know, I know that like it's not about the number on the scale, but if, you know, my pants aren't fitting as well as I would like, or I'm a little bit more sluggish in the gym because I'm carrying more weight on my body, runs a little bit more, you know, difficult. Like I know it, what kind of size I feel the best. And that's really all I care about is like how good I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And so Kristen and I entered into the 10 and 4 challenge. Not really. Neither one of us really had like a weight loss goal. It was just like, let's do this. And you know, we're pretty healthy. So let's see what Dave can teach us a little bit. And the process was illuminating. There was just so many little tweaks because it's not a one-size-fits-all approach. It's very much like a choose-your-own-adventure. So Dave sets up like a lot of suggested guidelines, and there's definitely an education piece on how to structure some of your meals to have the right mix, some of your snacks, kind of workouts and stuff like that. But you really are in the driver's seat in choosing what changes you choose to implement. And there's a lot of planning too. And so you can kind of just see what works for you in your life and kind of – you know, like sometimes you have, you know, an ideal day and sometimes you don't have an ideal day, and that's life. But you check in, you have a really great support system, and you feel like you're really kind of part of this team and you're doing it together, which is great because not everyone has, you know, a team full of FBGs around them cheering them on all the time. You know, like I have Margot and Kristen always being like, rock on, good job, Jen, you know. But if you don't have that, you know, 10 and 4 can kind of be that way. So I really enjoyed that piece of it. But I got great results. I wrote this whole post about it, and we can link this in the comments, but I have noticed.
Oh, yeah, things. That's a good one.
Oh, like things have kind of changed since I've gotten a little bit older, and the metabolism has slowed down a little bit, and the easy things that used to work don't work as well when I'm not feeling like I'm at my kind of ideal weight. So the 10 and 4 challenge, like, really kind of helped me fine tune and, like, stoke up my metabolism again and just make, I mean, we're not talking about big changes here. We're talking about itty bitty little changes that have now become habits that I'm living every day and I'm feeling really great. So yeah, I mean, it's just, I know that if it could teach Kristen and I a little something and get us results, that, you know, if you were someone who did have a lot of changes to make, you would see huge results. And done in a sustainable way that wasn't like, oh, you're not good enough because you're not this size, or that was full of deprivation.
Yeah,
that
I was never hungry.
It wasn't going to last, you know, like it really does set you up to you so that you build habits so that you keep your progress going after the 4-week challenge is over, which is really important because, I mean, we all want to live healthy lifestyles forever, not just for 4 weeks.
I was really impressed with him you guys will hear this in our interview today, but he loves working with women and he really gets what he gets, you know, as women, we understand, you know, we like guys that get women, you know, some guys don't get women. Dave gets women. He knows how to talk to them and knows how to motivate them. And I just got that all from him from this interview that I hope everybody enjoys today. But he is so freaking smart. He really knows what he's doing and he loves virtual training. He loves working with people this way. And I think you guys are going to really get a great benefit from it. What's the website again? Sorry. Where can we send people?
Oh yeah. For more information, fitbottomgirls.com/coaching. Get signed up and do the 10 and 4 challenge with us. And
then, yes, do it.
And do it. And then he mentions in here that he has kind of a problem in that he likes to just eat have a smoothie every day for breakfast, like every single day. So his nutritionist like dared him to try to mix it up a little bit. So I was just wondering, like, what do you like to put in your smoothies?
I put in, I'm bad. I'm kind of like him. I'm like the same old thing every time. Mm-hmm. I do spinach, some sort of berry, either strawberries or blueberries, frozen. A couple ice cubes, almond milk, and usually Vega protein powder or some sort of paleo protein powder.
Yeah.
So with the peanut butter, I know like he was saying that he just has no portion control around that. Like,
yes.
Yeah,
that was the funniest story.
What did he say? He has to limit when he can buy it because, and if he runs out, he's out. So do you guys have things like that, that like if you have it in your house, it's going to disappear?
Yeah, I get like that with potato chips. I have to be really careful with them. I have to buy like the little single serving like you give a child because I will just, I swear to you, I will eat them all. Like that's my jam. Like when I'm it's totally stress eating, by the way. It's just like, it's like, nah, 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 I have to have it. So yeah.
Yeah. Crunchy.
Yeah. The crunchy, the salt, a little bit savory.
Yeah. I like ice cream or french fries, really.
Mm.
Those are things. Thankfully, like, you can't really make good french fries at home, really. You have to go out for that, you know.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, ice cream. I have to go out for ice cream. I just don't keep ice cream here. Or I do the, in the Vitamix, I do like the frozen banana with maybe some like powder in it. And you can put in a little bit of peanut butter. That's really delicious.
Yeah.
Mm. It's so good. That's good stuff.
Then it's not like, I can't save it. It's hard to like, oh, I just had two bananas, you know. Okay, cool.
See, my smoothies all have to have banana, like banana and ice, protein powder, and a little, something a little chocolatey, and then almond butter. I'm all about the almond butter in there, and it's like crazy delicious. That's my jam.
I'm getting hungry.
I know. So should we talk about like our first season? Let's talk about that. We want to just thank you to our amazing guests. Like, oh my God, like how did we get these people to agree to be on our little show? Who knows? But, I'm just going to name who they were. So we started with Rebecca, Bex Baruki. We had Shape, editor-in-chief Elizabeth Goodman Artist. We had April Ross, the Olympian. Hello. Frances Largeman Roth, the nutritionist. She was fantastic. We had Annie Tomlin from Self Magazine. We had Bob Harper on the
show.
Be
still, my heart. Be still.
We had Kristen McGee, who's like super pregnant with twins. She did a great job. Kelsey Miller from Refinery 29. We had Tony Horton. That was a great interview. You guys didn't know this, but he had dental surgery like the day before he did our show. Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
So we had Jesse Seabor from Women's Running, and we had Kathy Smith. Oh my God, my superstar. That was a great interview. Bev Cooks. She was on the show. We have Meb Kavlesky, and Jeanette Jenkins. And then Dave Smith. Like, oh my God. Do we even think this is going to happen?
It's incredible. Like, what the heck does 2017 hold if this is the first, like, six-season lineup?
I mean, we just started this like 6 months ago, and then this all just happened. And I'm friends now that are like tweeting me, like, I love this episode. Your story about NADS was really funny when you bruised your
funny. That was hilarious.
That was a great show.
And if you could just say NADS legitimately with, you know.
Good. So.
But no, our listeners, I'm used to saying readers from the site, but our readers and listeners are amazing. Thank you guys.
Yes, thank you.
Please, and if you want to email us, it's podcast@fitbottomgirls.com. We'd love to hear from you. Let us know what guests you want to hear on the show, which shows you liked, and that kind of thing. We'd love to hear from you. You know, follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You know, it's just been such a pleasure. And like I said, we have some really cool people lined up for 2017. The star power is just going to be off the charts. I couldn't be more excited.
Totally.
Yeah, I mean, do we want to say who we've got coming?
I think you could just say the first name. You don't even have to say the last.
It rhymes.
Like, it's like
the name level. Rhymes with schmillion.
It does.
No one is gonna get that.
Nobody. And boy, that was a really fun one that we've just recorded too. And she was somebody that was super busy and we just managed to get her and she gave us a great interview. And we're just, thank you guys so much. I mean, we just really appreciate it. We couldn't do this without you. You're all amazing. Oh, big hug.
And if anyone wants to give us a review.
Yes, thank you.
More reviews on iTunes. That would be great. And if they're like entertaining, we'll totally read them on air.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely. Wherever you get your podcasts, iTunes or Stitcher or Google Play, wherever, just review and subscribe and please leave a few stars and that would be amazing. We would love you forever. And,
forever.
Yeah, forever and ever. Thank you.
Forever, ever.
Ever and ever. So,
ever.
So I guess I say Happy New Year, guys. Let's get ready for 2017. Let's kick ass.
Let's do
totally.
It. Kick ass and set yourself off in the best foot possible by doing the 10 and 4 challenge with us.
Welcome back to the Fit Bottom Girls podcast. This is the last episode of season one of the Fit Bottom Girls podcast, and we have a great interview today. It's Dave Smith. He's a personal trainer and certified life coach who is working in the fitness industry for 15 years now. He was chosen as Canada's top fitness professional in 2013 for helping thousands of clients from around the world successfully lose weight and keep it off. Dave writes for a variety of magazines, websites, newspapers, including the Huffington Post, Muscle and Fitness, Life Hacker, and of course, Fit Bottom Girls, and hosts a weekly health podcast called Make Your Body Work. In his downtime, Dave runs, competes in triathlons, plays beach volleyball, and loves hitting the gym. He's also an avid reader and a podcast listener, and I'm going to ask him for recommendations right as soon as we're done. So welcome to the show, Dave Smith.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, girls. I'm super excited to be here.
Yeah, we're excited to have you. So this is Margo, and on the line today we have Jen.
Hey.
And we have Kristen.
Yo.
So Dave, we're going to just take turns asking your questions. I'm going to go first, then it's Jen, then Kristen, if that works for you.
Yeah, cool. Let's do it.
Okay, Dave. So in 2013, you were named Canadian Fitness Professional of the Year at CanFit Pro. Congratulations.
Ah, thank you.
So can you tell our audience how you connected with the Fit Bottom Girls and some details behind the 10 and 4 challenge that starts in January?
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny because whenever I read Fit Bottom Girls, I read your blog or like see your videos and stuff and you refer to FBGs, this is kind of weird, but I feel like you're speaking to me. I feel like I'm an FBG, which I don't know. Are you allowed to have men FBGs?
Yes.
Yes. We sure are. Yes.
They're the best guys of all.
Hey, great. Yeah. We've been working together for a number of years now. I guess Jennifer and I first connected. She was on my podcast and I've been a writer for Fit Bottom Girls and have done a whole bunch of different exercise videos for you girls over the last couple of years. And we got to talking about let's do something bigger and this whole idea of putting together a fitness and health and weight loss challenge, the 10 and 4 challenge came up. And that's what we're looking at, doing in 2017.
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be so awesome. I would like to know, you know, maybe why we're talking about the 10 and 4 challenge. What's your favorite thing about it? Because I know you've been doing it for a while and we're going to put kind of our collaborative spin on it together. But what's kind of like what's your favorite thing about doing the 10 and 4 challenge?
Yeah, you know, so a little bit of history on it. The 10 and 4 challenge, before it was actually the official 10 and 4 challenge, it was just the approach that I took with my clients in helping them lose weight. And, you know, it didn't really have a name or anything. It was just Dave's way of doing it. You know, client after client was losing about 10 pounds in 4 weeks, hence the 10 and 4 challenge. And then I turned it into an online program. So originally it's what I was doing face-to-face when I used to be a face-to-face personal trainer. And online, the neatest thing, something that I didn't have when I was face-to-face, is the community aspect. Mm-hmm. And it's so cool now. We have a really tight-knit group in this Facebook community, and seeing the women interact and support each other and cheer each other on. And, you know, when someone talks about losing a few pounds or changing a habit or doing something out of their norm that's improving their life, it's really exciting for me and I think everyone else to just see the group cheer for them. So I do think that's the most important thing, is having a community.
Yeah, that community is super tight. Jen and I have had a chance to kind of be a part of it a little bit, and it really is motivating and inspiring. You know, one of the things I think we should probably say is, at FBG, we're very much about body positivity and all of that. So there might be some people wondering, like, what about, you know, why are you doing weight loss stuff? And it's because, like, honestly, we have a lot of readers and a lot of listeners who, they're kicking ass, they're awesome, they are strong, but they would like to lose a few pounds. And you know what? We want everyone to be healthy. We want everyone to feel awesome. So, you know, we're finding this is going to be a really awesome way to support that sort of a goal. Now, with that in mind, Dave, you know, we're all about, like, listening to your body and, you know, just being really intuitive when it comes to making those smart, healthy food choices, right? But then there are those times when my body is just like, eat all the ice cream. And that's the only thing that I want. And I think that I'm probably not alone there. So I'm wondering.
Definitely not.
Yeah. Also my jam, Kristen. Ice cream is so my jam.
Oh my God, I love it so hard.
Potato
chips are good, but I'm all ice cream. Anyway, before I go and scoop a bowl for myself, what tips do you have for our listeners who, they know it's okay to indulge here and there, but like they're just trying to clean up their daily eats a little bit?
Great question. Hey, before I dive in, just a quick little tidbit. I just finished doing a survey of about 1,000 people asking, what is the one food, if you could just eat that forever and have no health ramifications or no guilt or anything? And overwhelmingly, what do you girls think? What do you think was by far the number one choice?
Ice cream.
Pizza?
Tacos.
Okay, tacos didn't make the top 10. number one by far and away was chocolate, then ice cream, and then pizza. Mm. It was good.
I'm like, wine?
I mean, yeah, we know.
Anything in a Mexican restaurant? Really?
Jeez.
Chips and salsa?
Yeah. Okay, this is not helpful.
Back on track here.
Back on track. Yeah, how do we do this, Dave?
yes.
Help. Yeah, you said ice cream and you got my mind thinking. Yeah, a really great tip. But this is actually something that I teach in the 10 and 4 program is a tool. It's called Delay, Distract, Decide. And I use this all the time. All my clients use it. Basically, when you start to think about, let's use ice cream as an example. Oh, I really want to have that bowl of ice cream. First of all, delay. And our biggest problem is when we just jump right in. And instead of, you talked about intuitive eating, we impulse eat. So delay, give yourself even a minute or two makes a huge difference. And then the second part of that is distract. So we don't want to just delay and say, I'm going to take a minute and then sit there and stare at the ice cream on the counter. That's not going to be that helpful. But distract, do something that's removed. So I like to recommend go for a walk, like literally go outside and walk around the block and then come back, or go read a magazine or a chapter in your book or whatever it is you want to do. Distract yourself from that thought and then make that decision. And the important thing in this third part, the deciding part, is if you decide after delaying and distracting, yes, I really do want to eat that ice cream, then it's okay. That's an informed decision. That's a mindful decision. Eat the ice cream, eat it in moderation, and don't feel guilty about it. You made a decision for it. But after the delay and distract, quite often, I'd say more often than not, the decision process, it's kind of a little bit more of a logical process as opposed to, you know, that impulse or emotional decision. And most times clients that I work with will say, you know, I decided to have something else, or I decided I wasn't really hungry, or I decided that I was just eating because I was bored. And it's really powerful. So delay, distract, decide.
Okay. So I was reading all about you on your website, makeyourbodywork.com, and you say that you're a big believer in the power of habit building. So can you describe what that is and how that can help our audience reach their own health and fitness goals?
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's interesting because I love the Fit Bottom Girls philosophy. When you girls talk about, you know, love your body and you're more than a number on the scale, I totally agree. And like Kristen was saying, though, that doesn't mean that we can't want to lose a few pounds. I believe that the only way to do that and to keep it off is to build habits. You know, there's all kinds of diets out there. There's all kinds of crazy workout programs out there that might have a short-term effect, but without creating some sort of habits that are going to make that stick, geez, we're just setting ourselves up for yo-yo dieting and on and off exercising. So habits, I'd say the biggest thing is to have a community around you. And I mentioned that before in the 10 and 4 program. That's my favorite part about it. But trying to build habits on your own, it's so hard. Mm-hmm. You know, and I speak from experience, you know, I've tried to do things. Actually, I'll share a real quick one on my podcast. I've talked about this before, but for me, I'm literally like addicted to peanut butter, and to the point where I think I had a real problem, like was eating maybe 2 jars of peanut butter a week. And
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
That's impressive.
I don't know if it's impressive, but.
My daughter is trying to live up to you, by the way. She loves peanut butter. But go ahead.
But I remember getting to the point where even as someone who, you know, I'm a health coach, personal trainer, I couldn't stop on my own. And I just recruited a couple friends, accountability buddies. And then I told my podcast audience. And once I said it on air, it had to happen. So that's the first part in building a habit is bringing people in. You can't do it alone.
That's so true. So how much peanut butter do you eat now? Not to put you on the spot or anything, but.
Well, I've come a long way. So the rule that I've established, and it works really well for me, is I buy a jar every 2 weeks. And if I eat it in the first day, then I just don't get peanut butter for 2 weeks.
That's awesome.
And here's something to put out to the crowd. Are you guys crunchy or creamy? Because I know for a fact, Dave and I do not see eye to eye on this important issue.
Oh, I'm crunchy.
I'm creamy.
Oh, wow. Evenly split?
Creamy.
We are crunchy all the way, crunchy. You guys. What is
Although sometimes I kind of like crunchy sometimes, but most of the time I like creamy. There is that Trader Joe's that has like the flax seeds in it and the chia seeds. Mm. I think that's maybe a happy medium.
I don't even think that's peanut butter. Compromise.
Oh. Fighting words here. Okay, so besides people choosing the wrong type of peanut butter to buy, what are some of the biggest mistakes that you think people make when it comes to weight loss?
Like, this ties perfectly back into the whole habit building. The by far number one mistake is taking on too much too soon. Yeah. And that's something that we do in to the 10 and 4 challenge is there's a whole bunch of suggestions of habits that we can start working on. And some women do come in and take it all on and are successful that way. But breaking it down and saying, okay, I'm really going to focus on, you know, my breakfast. And then that's where I really like to start with people is breakfast, because if you eat the right breakfast, it really – helps improve your cravings for the rest of the day. So it can take away a lot of those cravings that you might have otherwise had. It gives you more energy, just sets you up for a great day. So that, just picking one thing and saying, I'm going to become, I like to use the word master, developing mastery. I'm going to be a master of healthy breakfast eating, as opposed to saying, hey, it's January 1st, New Year's resolutions. I'm going to overhaul my life.
Yeah.
Right.
Because the all or nothing approach, it never lasts more than a couple weeks. It never does. So it's the only way to do it. And I really enjoyed that when Kristen and I went through the 10 and 4 program. That was the one thing. Obviously, we're very like, you know, we have a book on anti-diet. So we're not into dieting. So this is not a diet. But it really was like, here's like a whole bunch of like guidelines. And then you pick and you build it in the way that you want to build it. And then you see what kind of results you get. And you just keep going. And so many of the lessons that you learn, you just take. I mean, I would consider that Kristen and I are, you know, we're pretty healthy people. We're active. We eat a lot of fruits and vegetables, you know, like we kind of have like a lot of healthy habits in place. But even going through the program, like there are things that I, you know, tightened up on and tweaked in my diet. And then, yeah, I mean, started feeling better, having more energy, sleeping better.
And I got an ab and a half back.
And an ab and a half. Yeah.
Got an ab and a half back.
That
you
is.
Need to take a picture. I need to see this.
You got it. Maybe not for public consumption there, but yeah, I will share my ab and a half picture.
That's what Snapchat was created for, guys.
Yes. I'm not sure that's the kind of picture, but, anyway. So you were just talking about healthy breakfast. What's your healthy breakfast look like, Dave?
I'm a huge smoothie person. So, you know, it's funny because for about 2 years, I drank literally the exact same smoothie every single morning for breakfast. And then maybe 6 months ago, I had a nutritionist on my podcast and we were talking about food variety. And I came away and I told her this on the show. I was so convicted because I eat the exact same breakfast. So I have sort of about like maybe four different varieties that I rotate through. But my favorite is frozen banana. About 3 cups of spinach, greens plus, powder. I use vegetarian protein. So I use, right now I'm using a pea protein, half of an avocado and some ice and some water and put it in the Vitamix and oh, it's delicious.
Wow. Are you a vegan or a vegetarian?
Loosely vegetarian. Yeah. I'd say vegetarian like 95% of the time, but I love steak.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, once in a while.
Vegetarian with steak.
So can you talk a little bit about adrenal fatigue and the other things outside of food and workouts that can affect your body weight and your energy level?
Yeah, totally. And that's a huge part of the 10 and 4 challenge, actually, is getting people to rethink exercise. So a lot of people, when they're trying to lose weight, they'll dive into these programs and, you know, without naming names, there's, you know, ones that you can see on TV that are just so intense. And it's quite often the exact opposite of what people need. We're exposed to so much stress every single day, whether it's work related or relational or environmental stress, and adding in super intense exercise is really just adding another form of stress to our life. Mm-hmm. And the problem with that is all this stress really compounds and it leads to, there's a condition called adrenal fatigue, and basically our adrenal glands can no longer function. And when that happens, our body sort of goes into a kind of shock where all it's thinking is self-preservation. And one of the symptoms of that shock or self-preservation mode is our body holds on to fat. And I like to call it's like the body wrapping itself in a safety blanket saying, hey, you're okay. And that safety blanket is just a layer of subcutaneous fat. And so a lot of women that I work with, they're, you know, busting their butts in the gym, working out 6 or 7 days a week, and lo and behold, they're just contributing to the problem. And I know that's not intuitive, which is why it's so hard to overcome. But in the 10 and 4 challenge, you know, Jen and Kristen, you guys have been through this. We talk about moving your body for 30 minutes a day and just being okay with that I'm using my body, I'm moving my body. And in a lot of cases, that's all we need.
Yeah, I wrote a post about getting older. When I was in my early 20s, when I was working as a personal trainer, I worked with this woman who was in her like early 40s, and she, or late 30s, somewhere in there. And she was saying, I remember this like so vividly, but she goes, yeah, she's like, it's so funny. Like it used to be that I could do like a couple of different things. Like I could just clean up my eating a little bit or work out a little bit harder, a little bit extra. And the weight would just kind of like fall off when I was younger and I'd just be back to whatever size I felt really good at that I knew was kind of like my normal size. She's like, but now that I'm older, it's just like the whole process slows down. It's just the things that I used to do that would make a difference in my body pretty quickly no longer make that difference. Like it takes more work, it takes more time. And I have this year kind of had more of that moment with myself. And I think some of it has been higher levels of stress. But I do think that some of it is just aging and metabolism and just like a higher awareness. What would you say to, you know, women who kind of, who are in that situation and have that thing going on with their bodies? Be like, you know what? Things I used to do that worked don't really work anymore. What would you tell them?
Yeah, I hear that every single day.
Yeah.
First of all, I'd just like to encourage any women that are feeling like that because it's not a dead end. There are things that you can do. It's just a matter of, what I always say is it's just a matter of finding the right tweaks. It's not going to be a complete overhaul, but the right tweaks and then doing those tweaks consistently. And, you know, like we've talked about, it is sort of a choose your own adventure. Everyone is unique and you need to find out exactly what those right unique tweaks are. And that's exactly what I try and coach through clients through in the 10 and 4 challenges to help them identify, you know, is it a food thing? Is it a stress thing? Is it a type of exercise thing? Is it a consistency thing? Is it a hydration thing? You know, mm-hmm. A quick story. I had a client. This was a couple of years ago in the 10-4 challenge. Her name was Jane and she came in. It's funny. She signed up and then sent me an email and she said, Dave, I joined your challenge, but I just want you to know I'm not going to lose any weight because I've been trying for ages and I can't. And I just thought, well, that's an interesting approach. I'm going to join and
challenge accepted.
Yeah, exactly. And so she went through the program and she was already an exerciser and a very healthy eater. And there's only two things that she really, really changed in terms of habits. And one was her hydration. So I gave her hydration targets and she started hitting those. And then number two was the types of food she was eating for her snacks. That's all she changed. And she lost, I think it was like 10.6 pounds or 11 pounds or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it was just such a testament that it doesn't have to be an overhaul. There's maybe a few things. Make those changes, do it consistently, and you can succeed.
Yeah.
Now, so Dave and I are sort of workout buddies. I don't know if you guys know this, but so like kind of post 10 and 4, he trains people online, obviously, because he's Canada's like best trainer ever. And so I've gotten to do a number of his workouts, and so they're tough, let me just say. And I think that we know when I'm saying it's tough, I'm not like – you can trust me. It's tough. Uh-huh. It's tough. But I think a lot of people get nervous about the idea of working with a trainer virtually versus having someone come with them to the gym. So, Dave, what do you have to say about that? Like, what enables you to be so effective as a virtual trainer, and what are some things that people should know about working out with a trainer who's not right there in the gym with them?
Yeah, you know, when I started training virtually, at first, to be honest, I was skeptical of it too, but I quickly saw, and this might be hard to believe, but I'll explain why it happened. My virtual clients were getting better results than the clients that I was training face to face. And my theory behind it is when I used to see clients face to face, so most of them would come 3 times a week to see me. I think that the mentality when someone goes to see a face to face trainer is, okay, it's in the trainer's hands. I'm going to show up and then do what the trainer says and he or she will help me lose weight or get strong or do whatever my goal is. And that sort of idea of downloading responsibility onto someone else, and it's not just in personal training. We do it with, you know, doctors, for example, going to the doctor and saying, fix me,
right,
is really problematic because seeing a client three hours a week, I have very little power to actually change their life.
Mm-hmm.
And in contrast, it's been really neat because online, because I'm not working with you, Kristen, face to face, there isn't that downloading experience. I'm able to coach you to take the right steps, but you own those steps. It's not me doing it for you. So to be honest, like some people need to go and see a personal trainer. If someone's dealing with an injury and or doing corrective exercise or anything like that that's very, very specialized for particularly injuries, I do recommend seeing a physiotherapist or a personal trainer. But for people who are looking to get in shape and like we talked about building those habits, I think virtual training, well, I know virtual training can work as well or even better.
That's incredible. You know, I'm a trainer as well, and I know what you mean. Like, sometimes people just like, okay, I showed up. Now you're going to fix me, you know, and it's like, no, yeah. you've got to do it every day when I'm not there. You know, you have to make those choices and stuff. So my question for you now, you know, Fit Bottom Girls were all about body positivity and self-love. Can you lose weight with self-love? I mean, can you still be body positive and yet still want to lose a few pounds? Can those things coexist?
100%. You know, the reason I like working with women so much, and I used to, when I actually became a personal trainer, I used to work with athletes, predominantly men, and then gradually started to work with more and more women and realized I like it way better. And
Women are awesome.
I think one of the reasons I like working with women so much is, in general, women are more giving than men. And it's sort of a catch-22 because, you know, women like to give their time to their family, their spouse, their kids, like give so much of themselves, but eventually that giving becomes problematic because they don't have anything left to take for themselves. And that's kind of shifting that mentality and saying that I deserve it and believing that you deserve it. And I'm going to invest some of my time in me. And like you said, love myself and love my body. It's once that switch is flipped and you give yourself the permission to do that, the weight loss is going to happen. It's sort of a byproduct of that. So I think the two go hand in hand and you need one in order to get the other, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Can you talk a little bit? I know it's, you know, the end of the year, we're thinking about New Year's resolutions and, you know, we're talking about healthy habits. Do you have any tips for setting New Year's resolutions? And maybe even more than that, just how you can set yourself up with the right mindset for change? What kind of tips could you give, I guess, more on the mental side to get yourself in more of the place of self-love to make change from?
Yeah, great question. Yeah, the New Year's resolutions, I think it's got to be a long-term approach. This actually really changed my whole perspective on resolutions. Maybe about 5 years ago, I read a book called The Happiness Project by Gretchen Rubin. I don't know if you girls have read that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's what got me to make my bed.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the neat thing about that book, so for the audience, if you haven't read it, basically she says, Gretchen Rubin says, in 12 months, I want to become a happier person. And she does it so strategically. Each month she picks one thing, just like we're talking about with habits, and says, I'm going to become a master of this habit and then move on to something else. And in 12 months, I'll have 12 new habits that will make me a happier person. And I think approaching New Year's resolutions, that's such a great way to do it, is look at the entire year. In 2017, I want to be X. I want to achieve this. I want to my life to be here. And then backtrack from where you want to be and say, what are the habits or the steps that I need to build in, and break them down one at a time. I do like doing it on a month by month basis, but you know, for some of the overachiever quick learners out there, maybe every 2 weeks you can, you know, tackle a new little habit. But yeah, I think that approach is so good. Whereas, you know, we talked about diving all in. Most people, like, the number one New Year's resolution year after year after year is, I want to lose weight. And it's ambiguous. It's got no sort of metrics around it. There's nothing tied to how you're actually going to do it. It's probably the least effective New Year's resolution, but the one most of us say.
Yep. That's the truth.
Great advice.
Yes. So, Dave, is there anything else coming up for you or anything else that our readers need to know about you before we finish up? Because if not, I have one final question for you, and it's a really good one. But I want to give you a chance to fill in any blanks that we may have left.
Are you trying to make me sweat here? I got
just
one.
Just a little. You've made me sweat enough. It seems only fair.
What's coming up? Well, in the new year, tons of programming, and one I'm excited about is obviously the 10 and 4 challenge that we're doing together. So that, I believe, begins on January 9th. So that's going to be really exciting. And then a bunch of other fitness programming. So Kristen, you've been part of my guinea pig session of some of these group training programs that I've been working on. And I've scheduled out the entire year of 2017 of what's called like a periodized training program. And we'll see, Kristen, if you and I are still going to be workout buddies, but I've got some awesome stuff coming. Really excited about it.
Where can they find you on social media, by the way?
Yeah, any social media, if you look, Make Your Body Work. So the best place to connect with me is at makeyourbodywork.com, and I've got my blog there, my podcast, and you can connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Make Your Body Work.
And we'll have tons of stuff on fitbottomgirls.com, too, with links to the 10 and 4 challenge, and if people, anybody wants to sign up, it'll all be there.
You know, and actually I'll give you this for the show notes as well. I have a workshop, an online workshop that's all about adrenal fatigue and how stress can be preventing weight loss. So if any of the listeners out there are interested in learning more about that, I go into a lot of the science and show all kinds of really crazy research actually that shows what's happening to your body. So you can check that out as well.
Okay. So last big question is, what was the last song you listened to before you joined us for this podcast?
I was watching do you know the show Lip Sync Battle?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm very excited about this. Yes.
And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Here we go.
This is embarrassing now. My last song was, I was watching a Lip Sync Battle with The Rock and Dwayne Johnson, and he lip-synced to Taylor Swift, Shake It Off. So I literally watched that right before the show.
That is excellent.
That's a great answer.
And
okay,
viewers,
so now
you gotta watch it.
Yeah, but what would you lip-sync to? If you had the choice, if you were on there, what would it be?
I'm embarrassed to say this. This is an awful question. Can I have an
exchange? I love it.
No, this is an awesome question.
Okay, I just want to preface this and say I don't endorse this artist lifestyle, but I'm a big Justin Bieber fan.
Oh, wow, really?
Oh my gosh, Canadian? Just let all of it out, Dave. Like, you're in a safe place here.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so quick little story about Justin Bieber. I was doing a marathon in Hawaii last year, and after the marathon, they had this big dance party, and everyone was dancing. Sorry, all the girls were dancing, and all the guys, for some reason, I don't know, weren't interested in dancing. We're just sort of sitting on the sidelines, like, creepily watching the dance floor. And then Justin Bieber came on, and I kid you not, every single person hit the dance floor, and it was so cool. I thought,
that's amazing.
Oh wow.
My Canadian brother. Look at what he's doing. Bringing all these people together.
There you go. Excellent.
Wow. Well, this was fun.
This was so much fun. It was a great way to end our first season. So Dave, thank you so much for being on the show. And I guess we're all going to be really excited about the 10 and 4 challenge for 2017. Raise the roof.
Woo!
Yeah, I'm excited. Thanks for having me, girls. It was awesome.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks, Dave.
That's it for this episode of the Fit Bottom Girls podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you like what you're hearing, feel free to subscribe to us on whatever platform you use to listen to podcasts. And if you love what you're hearing, yay, leave a few stars and a review. That would be amazing. Be sure to follow us on all of our social media channels for Fit Bottom Girls, Fit Bottom Zen, Fit Bottom Eats, and Fit Bottom Mamas. You just spell it all out and you will find us. Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Pinterest, Instagram. Believe me, you will find us. If you want to reach out to say hi, have a question about a recent episode or interview, feel free to email us at podcast@fitbottomgirls.com. And if books and movies are also your thing, check out the other podcast I co-host called Book Versus Movie, which you can find anywhere where you search for podcasts. Thank you so much once again for dropping by. And remember, a life filled with laughter is a life well lived. Bye.